Okay, so today we're doing a deep dive into something pretty interesting, I think, how websites, online content actually get you to stick around. We're looking at those tools they use that aren't just talking at you, but kind of make you participate and really focus on the good stuff that happens when content gets you involved.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe we should quickly define what we mean by interactive content, just so we're all on the same page. Basically, it's any online stuff that asks you to do something, not just, passively scroll or read.
Right, so clicking a button, answering a question, that kind of thing.
Precisely. Simple things like taking a quick quiz, maybe answering a poll, even playing little mini games sometimes. And a lot of our thinking here is informed by research. Some insights highlighted by places like Ezigold, showing that it's really all about getting that user input.
Got it. So our mission then is to unpack the benefits, right? The big positive outcomes when creators make their content interactive. So let's talk about the first big one. This idea of turning someone who's just looking, a passive viewer, into someone who's actually doing something, an active participant.
Yes, and that shift is huge.
Because when you get someone to actively take part, that action itself helps create a much stronger impression, doesn't it? Which seems foundational for building like customer loyalty.
It really is. And psychologically, it's tapping into something quite fundamental. We like getting immediate feedback. We like feeling competent. So when you, say, finish a little quiz or fiddle with an interactive chart, you get that little buzz. You feel kind of rewarded.
Okay, so you feel valued and understood, as the research puts it.
Exactly. Because the content reacted to what you did. And that feeling, that sense of competence, it really boosts your overall satisfaction with the experience, which, directly leads to higher retention rates. That's just a fancy way of saying people are much more likely to come back.
Makes sense. So, what are some concrete examples of these tools? You mentioned quizzes.
Right. Quizzes that give you personalized results are a big one. People love learning about themselves, right?
Yeah, definitely. Or seeing how they compare.
Totally. And then there's gamification, using things like points or badges or leaderboards. Makes it feel like a game. Oh, and interactive infographics too. Instead of just a static image with data, you can like click on parts or filter the information yourself.
Yeah, I like that. Turning potentially dry data into something you can actually, play with. Pretty cool.
And that actually leads perfectly into the second major benefit we found, which is all about memory. Cognitive stickiness, you could call it.
Stickiness, meaning it helps you remember things better.
Precisely. Research shows pretty consistently that when you physically interact with information, clicking, dragging, typing an answer, your brain processes it more deeply. It's not just about it being fun, although that helps. The actual act of engaging forces your brain to work a bit harder on it, making it much more memorable than just, say, reading static text.
Okay, so the physical interaction flags it as more important somehow.
Sort of, yeah. It uses that motor engagement as a cue,
Yeah.
like, hey, pay attention to this bit.
That's fascinating for learning in general, but let's bring this down a bit. Does this work on a more local level? I remember seeing something in the source material about connecting this to building local presence.
Oh, absolutely. That's a really interesting application. When businesses or creators use interactive tools focused on a specific area, they're building what the source material, like from Ezigold, calls local authority.
Local authority, meaning they seem like the go-to expert for that town or neighborhood.
Exactly. Think about maybe an interactive map showing historical spots in your specific town, or a quiz about, I don't know, the best local parks or hidden gems nearby. This is related to that idea of hyperlocal content. It uses that power of interaction to show deep, relevant knowledge about the user's immediate surroundings. It builds trust much faster than generic stuff.
Right, because it feels more relevant and, useful to you specifically.
It connects on a deeper level. So, just to wrap up the key takeaways for everyone listening,
Yeah.
interactive content is really powerful. It makes things fun, sure, but more importantly, it leverages how our brains work to make information stick better. And it helps build much stronger, more trusting connections, especially when it's tailored locally.
Okay, great summary. So that leaves us with the final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. If these simple interactive things, quizzes, games, clickable maps help us remember complex information better online, what's a subject in your own life, maybe something usually seen as boring at work or school that you could make more interactive? What small thing could you maybe turn into a little game or a challenge to make it more engaging, more sticky? Something to think about.